Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson.
And guess what, Ellie?
What?
We've got Sarita on the podcast.
Hello, Sarita.
Hello.
Sarita Fontaine.
Yes.
If that is your real name. Is that your real name?
Kind of.
All right. Okay.
It's my married name, so yeah, I claim it.
Fair enough. Yes. Fair enough. What was your name before Fontaine?
Oh, it's a very long story. I had about five different surnames.
Oh. But Fontaine is such a cool name. I can see why you went, one. Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you choose your husband purely on his last name?
Kind of, yeah. I guess so. It was a good name. I thought, good name to give my kids, so I might as well go with that one.
What is Mr. Fontaine's name?
His name's Danny.
Trevi.
Danny
Trevi Fontaine. All right, that's nice. But never, we don't want to talk about him.
No.
I'm sure he's lovely, but screw that guy.
Yeah.
Tell us, who are you, Sarita Fontaine?
Who am I? I am, do you know what? I describe myself as like this person that just has a mishmash of things going on.
You're a multimedia node.
Yes.
That's what we say about we are a multimedia node.
Yes, there's no official title as such. I just have my fingers in all the pies.
You're multi-hyphen, that's what the young people say.
Multi-hyphen?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
So you got like //. So you are a mother of three boys,
is that
correct?
Correct.
And you're a content creator.
Yes, I play online.
Yeah.
Yes.
And on her website, Sarita's website.
She's right here.
She's right here.
Who are you looking at? She's closer to me than you are. On her website.
SaritaFontaine.com.
Good.
.com, yes.
She says she's online 23 hours and a half every day.
Yeah, probably. My screen time probably says something like that.
Yeah.
Even when you're asleep.
Even when I'm asleep. Do you know what? No, I kind of work in my sleep. I'm one of those people. Yeah, I know. It's really weird. So if I've got a task that I'm going to do, I'll figure it out and I'll sort of put it into my dreams. So I kind of figure out things in my dreams. So
she's always on, people. She's always
so
on.
My mind's always ticking. It's annoying when I want to switch off. I can't switch off.
Yeah. It sounds like a living nightmare.
It is.
You must be clinically insane.
I didn't want to mention it, but now you have, Ellie.
Yes.
But we are so thrilled for you to be on the podcast. And we've known each other a couple of years. We did some mothering stuff a few years back.
Yeah.
How long have you been blogging? Flogging, all the things.
Blogging, I want to say about 3 years. So in terms of like elite bloggers, not really that long.
Mm.
So I've kind of think I'm kind of honed in my craft now. I know what I'm doing. Before I was just kind of winging it and just running ways. But I think I know what I'm doing.
She turned professional 3 years ago, people. That's what she's saying. And you're multi-award winning.
Yes, I am.
And tell us, so what did you win an award for as a blogger?
Oh, let me see if I can remember. I won, what did I win? Influencer of the Year, I want to say.
Ooh. Wow. Because I think that's quite I was going to ask that later on in the podcast, but influencer is such a big term now.
It is. I kind of cringe when I say it, though. I don't really like the term influencer. I think maybe because the connotation's kind of changed, or some people use it negatively, possibly.
Yeah.
I just like, I like to talk to everyone, so I don't see myself above everyone else kind of thing. So influencer to me is just like I influence possibly positive things, if that makes sense. I'm not one of those people like, buy this because I told you to buy it. It's more
I find it a weird word because influence has so many connotations. It has phrases like under the influence, and it kind of suggests it suggests that you have the power to and are setting out to tell people what to do. And I don't think, I mean, that's certainly not what Helen and I are trying to do, apart from with our children. If we could influence our husbands to do the supermarket shop properly, that'd be amazing.
Oh, but incredible scenes.
Like, what are you setting out to do? Are you sort of influencing people accidentally, as it
yeah,
were?
Yeah, basically. So naturally, I guess it's like if you've got a friend and you like their coat. They're wearing a nice coat. I like that coat. I might buy that.
So I just nick it. Wait till they're asleep.
Get them drunk and then just take it home.
But good if I have the same size as my friend. So yeah, do that. So it's like an accidental. So if there's someone you like, you might gravitate towards buying something that they have simply because, I don't know, it's your style too. So I think that's why it works. I think my audience are kind of very similar to me. Mm. So our tastes are similar. So if I've got something or I can recommend something, 9 times out of 10, they might want it as well.
Yeah, I think that's a good...
Oh, and I'm an incredibly lazy person, right? As Ellie Gibson is all too aware. And when someone goes, this is a cool top, or I've been to this show, or I like this thing, I'm going, great, because I trust that person.
Yeah.
That person's kind of, yeah, as you say, a bit like me, so I know that that's going to be all right.
Yeah,
so
yeah, definitely.
You kind of curate your own kind of online magazine of people that you kind of think are okay.
Yeah.
And sometimes they turn out they're not. But hey,
well, there you go.
And what do you think the value is of social media for mums? Because obviously there's a lot of talk about it puts pressure on mums, the aspirational aspect of it, but then there's this outlet for sort of being honest and authentic about motherhood.
I think it's hard because I think I personally got into sort of mummy blogging, if you will, simply to have an outlet and to meet new people. And I think I kind of just went out there to make new friends. But I think you kind of just have to take it with a pinch of salt, not necessarily be guarded, but not everyone is out there for the same reason. So I think it's good in terms of having someone to speak to, like obviously nighttime feeds and stuff. No one is going to be awake other than your online friends. So in terms of having friends in your phone or friends on your device, it's cool. You've got someone to talk to all the time. And obviously there's people all over the country who are up when you're breastfeeding or bottle feeding or whatever. So I think it depends on what you're looking for. If you're authentic and you're doing it positively, then yeah, cool. And just, I don't know, just take people with a pinch of salt. I think it's cool to just not take yourself so seriously either.
Now, I'm glad you mentioned online because I just want to say a shout out to Google because we're doing this podcast in partnership with them and we're going to chat a bit later about parenting and having a healthier relationship with the digital world and, you know, tech and all those sort of things. But it is really interesting now that basically our lives are online or what we choose to put online. And I think you were talking about, like, being authentic and things like that and, like, it's interesting that we, as a Scummy Mummies, have always tried to be authentic, but we only show a certain part of what we want people to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. My house is actually more disgusting than people realise. There's rats. I mean,
speak for yourself. I send people tit pics all day long. You don't know what I get up to in my private time.
But I think because we've chatted about this before on the podcast about Instagram. It is just this sort of a curated window. And you try and be as authentic as possible. But there are days where you're like, I don't want to post anything. I want to step out of that. And do you have your own rules or mantra or boundaries that you kind of put in place to keep yourself sane?
So I think when I first started, I kind of just, it's like when you're online, you don't really think, well, I didn't think of the people watching or listening. So sometimes it just feels like I'm talking to myself. So I guess when I first started, I was definitely oversharing. I didn't need to share that much of my life.
What did you say? Come on.
We're going to delve deep into my blog now. No. It's just, I think I did realise that I didn't have to share as much as I was sharing, basically. So it's not like I share less. I think I just think more about what I'm sharing and, again, consequences to what I'm sharing as well, because as my kids get older, they might not necessarily want to be spoken about on my blog. So if I can go back in time and delete posts, I probably will when they get to a certain age and if they ask me to. So yeah, I think I kind of think more about what I'm sharing now.
So how old are you? You've got three boys.
I've got three boys.
Right, and how old are they?
She took a bit of a sigh.
I did.
I've got three boys, she says.
three boys. Yeah, she's got three boys.
And they're perfectly and well behaved all the time. All day long. 5, 10, and just turned 14.
Right.
So that's, you've got the whole like spread of school of
yes,
from Paw Patrol to pornography. You've got the full range.
Literally. Literally. Oversharing again. Yes.
So what do they think of you? Like, has your, as they get older, are they like, actually, Mum, we don't want you to share our stuff anymore?
Yeah, of course. So the older one, so if I've got, say, a brand collaboration and they want the kids to be involved, obviously I have to ask. So I'll ask the old one. Usually he says no.
Mm.
First of all, he'll ask, how much am I getting paid?
Oh, so you pay him out of your fee?
Yeah, okay, I might touch on that afterwards. But I think the rules are quite relaxed about influencers and using children. So the two older children, they actually used to be child models. So I kind of know the laws and regulations behind that. So I do feel like brands are kind of getting around that by not using models and using influencers' children. So, yeah, I definitely pay them if I'm doing something. But, yeah, the older one... Not, he doesn't really like being in pictures that much, and a lot of his, not a lot, some of his friends actually follow me, so it's more of an embarrassment thing. If I was perhaps a bit cooler, he might be more inclined to be in stuff.
Is any parent cool though? Like, I'm sure
I feel I'm cool, but he just doesn't think I'm cool.
You're incredibly cool,
right?
I know. Exactly. I mean, can we just, I mean, for the listener, because it is audio, she's got amazing star sparkly earrings, a sparkly dress, over the knee boot.
I have,
and some amazing ink on your leg.
I have.
Wow, all the way up there.
Yeah.
Fantastic. But yeah, I think that's really lovely, because I think that is a big anxiety about both people either side of the influencer, about what people are sharing and what they think they can share. And we're all newcomers. What's the word, Ellie? Like, we're
idiots.
Yes, absolutely. We're first generation of this
world.
So we're going to make mistakes. We're
It's trial and error, definitely.
Mm.
And like the 10-year-old, he kind of, he wants to be involved. We went out for a weekend, which was like a, again, a brand collaboration, had to take pictures, but he was just pulling faces and just really miserable. But I'm like, please just smile for the camera. So I know he's on his way out of wanting to do things. But the youngest one, he absolutely loves it. He's like, when are you going to make a video? When are you going to take my picture?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think...
I think you should tell them that 100 years ago, they'd have been up a chimney by now. They'd be up a chimney, 12 hours a day, 8 days a week.
Therefore, you have
Hand a day.
Smile. Yeah. Smile for the lady.
Right, you smile for the lady, or you get up the chimney. It's your choice, son.
I've actually got a chimney, so that might work.
Now, before you got into all of this social media nonsense, I call it nonsense because we do it as well, so I know it's nonsense, not being insulting. You were an international makeup artist.
I was.
Yes, I like that Helen's written international here, because a British makeup artist, that's just tedious.
I don't want to know about it. I don't want to know about British.
No. I only want to know about international makeup artistry.
I wouldn't call me an international, but I did go abroad, so I guess I'm going to
That's international.
Claim
Own
that.
It, Sarita.
Yeah,
own
I'm gonna,
it.
I like it.
What, yes. Isle of Man? Was it? Guernsey?
Very big into fashion, Guernsey. Yeah. Absolutely. Hello to our Guernsey listeners.
Oh. Now, I know you've sort of moved on from makeup a bit now. Like, your career's moved on. But, you know, we're always... Look, what we're saying is make us look better. So, have you got, what are your sort of top tips? Have you got any, like...
Do you know what? I'm kind of... It sounds really terrible. And I don't want to offend...
Oh, no, offence is interesting.
I'm furious. I'm furious already.
Oh, my God, I haven't even started yet.
Brace position.
I want to go back to a time where faces were, like, clean. I'm so over this really heavy drag makeup, as much as I love it, but not at 2 o'clock in the afternoon time and a place. So I think, I guess with makeup, it's like fashion. It comes in waves and trends. So I'm hoping this one kind of dies out and then just... clean, fresh faces come back. I like seeing skin. I like to see pores, because it's just real.
That's it. There is this obsession with filling pores, isn't it?
But yes.
I feel like that is how you breathe.
Out.
That's. I feel like that's like going, oh my God, I wish my nostrils didn't exist.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's part of your...
I think it also comes with all this airbrushing stuff, because when I was doing makeup, I think airbrushing was like... that's the way portfolios were going. When I first started, it was like, right, you want to see everything, flaws and all. And then it was just like, right, your portfolio isn't retouched. And it's like, yeah, but don't you want to see my makeup skills? It's like, well, you know, it would look better if it was, you know, retouched. Hmm. I'm like, but that kind of defeats the purpose. How am I showing you what I can do if it's just all computerized?
Yeah, yeah.
So I kind of got out of the makeup kind of scene when things did start changing and going down that route. There are some photographers that still will use film and stuff like that, and they'll probably be gawked at. But yeah, I think it's a real shame that we're kind of going down this, I guess, artificial look. Especially with, have you seen these influencers that are like, not real influencers, they're robot influencers.
No,
that sounds brilliant.
Oh my god, we need to know everything about this.
They've got so many like followers and stuff, so they're like literally, I don't know if you call them CGI, they're like Sims. Imagine a Sim
like
being
Avatar.
No, Avatar's like,
but surely it's like a fake account.
It's not a fake account, it's an actual real account, and this influencer is just a CGI model. And they've placed them at events, so you see celebrities, like, I don't know, they might be standing next to someone in a green outfit or something like that, and then they place them. And then they do ad campaigns and stuff like that, so I don't know if that's where we're going.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just really...
That's just weird.
I mean, it would save us a job if we just had, like, a robot that could go out to events and, like, send out Robot Ellie and Robot Helen, and they can post with their mouth open drinking
just, like,
champagne.
Westworld, and then they go mental and shoot everyone.
That's where it's gonna go.
I do hope so. I, for one, welcome our new robot overlords.
And then we could just stay at home in our jogging bottoms and we'd all be happy.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah, no, that sounds good. But getting back to makeup tips, right? How do we look? You know, we've got no time. You've got no time. We've all got children.
Yeah,
tired.
How do we look not dead?
In 5 minutes. Yeah. Go on, do that one.
Help me. Help me.
So it just depends on what you want to concentrate on. So for me personally, I don't have eyebrows. I like to have eyebrows on and I'll whack a bit of mascara on and go. So I would just concentrate on your most favourite feature. What's your most... Do you like lashes?
Yeah, Ellie has very beautiful eyes.
Well, there you go. So if you...
They're a bit googly, but the lashes are good.
No, but they're strong. You can't miss them.
So I would... If you've got 5 minutes, concentrate on your most favourite feature. Even if it's not your best feature, I'm not saying that your eyes are googly, but...
That's literally what you implied. It's basically just...
Concentrate.
It's all right, because I said it first. Yeah. Like, I'm furious.
Concentrate on your most favourite area. So sometimes if I'm feeling like I want to get ready in 5 minutes, don't have time, if I'm going somewhere where I need to look semi-good, I might whack on just...
Quick vajazzle, very quick vajazzle.
Vajazzle, fake lashes, clown makeup, yes, everything. No, I
lip
would just colour. Lip colour, like I kind of have today. Literally.
Which set of lips?
Well, we did say vajazzled and lip colour.
Just a light gloss. Yes. Just put on a light gloss.
Yes.
How do you know what lip colour suits you? I like a red, but I never know really.
You could wear red.
I do wear red.
Well,
yes.
There you go, then. You know. No, do you know what? I don't. So many people like, what should I wear, what colour, and I'm like, just go with the flow, man. Wear whatever you want to wear. I think with me,
as long as it's not like a swastika or something, like a tattoo like that, that's...
Yeah, we're not doing that. No, not today. Might be able to get it past it in like some other places in Colchester, but not here.
We should just say we are recording this, I was going to say live from Colchester. No, we're here to do a big gig in the middle of a field.
Yes.
In a big top.
In December. What could possibly go wrong?
It's a big Christmas show.
It's quite warm in there.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's all we want to know. Okay. As long as it's warm.
Yeah, it's warm.
And the, our audience are comfortable. And then we'll take off all our clothes.
Yeah. We did a show in Sheffield and it was so cold that in March this was, but it was still freezing cold, that I had to put on all of the costumes for the second half just to keep warm while
she had four catsuits on.
Yeah, it's bad. But if you're saying it's warm, it's...
That's great. And there's going to be 600 women laughing. We all radiate heat, us ladies, so it'll be fine. Absolutely fine.
Right, makeup chat done. I feel like focus, that's a good tip. Focus on your good feature.
And just one more thing. Do you have to go expensive?
No, not at all.
Have you got any cheapy brands that you go on to...
I'm usually roaming the aisles in Superdrug. Superdrug have really quite a few brands, like Revolution, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. Even Primark, they've got quite a few decent things. Like mascara and lip pencils, that kind of thing. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Go for it, lads.
Excellent.
All right.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Now, I like the theme of this sort of podcast has been like being online, being yourself, but being a bit safe as well.
Mm-hmm. And so, just a bit safe, not just too a bit. Safe. Nobody wants to be too safe.
No, no way, man.
Like a little bit of abuse.
Stop!
Some light grooming. Yes, now we are doing this podcast, we must say, in partnership with Google. Is that right?
That's right. I know we've gone from googly eyes to Google.
They should hire me. I should be the face of Google. You can do me makeup, Teresa.
Yes. Yeah. Replace the G with just one eye.
That's branding, Google. Yes. You're welcome.
Two O's.
Literally the face of Google.
Literally. Right. There you are. That's done.
That's all right. That's the French one, Google.
Yes. So we're all, you as well, we're all partnering with Google this month to talk about building healthier relationships with technology. Mm-hmm. Because here's the thing, let's be honest about this straight off the bat. Being online is part of life and therefore it's part of kids' lives. And we can all sit around all day pretending that our children just read Jane Austen novels and play the violin. Mm-hmm. But we all know that what they really want, I don't know about yours actually, but my, if given the choice, mine would be in front of a screen for 23 hours a day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's about how do we manage that? How do we find a balance and how do we do our best to kind of keep them safe, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. And I, because in particular, I wanted to talk to you about, you have boys who are 4, 10.
Was five, it?
Five, 10 and 14.
Yes.
And so they've all got different needs and sort of expectations and you have to manage them all differently.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you do that? Because they're probably watching. It's like, how come he gets time on the laptop and why have you got and things like that?
Yeah, so I guess I'm quite unfair, to be honest. They all get the same time, so I don't have to go through the squabbles of, oh, well, he's doing it and blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, they've all got screen time limits. Mm-hmm. That's just a rule that we have, and I kind of make it known that it's more of a treat rather than a necessity.
Great.
Like, they'll look at me and be like, why are you on your phone? I'm like, I'm working.
Mummy's paying the bills, babes.
Right. Exactly.
Or she's on Tinder. We'll never really know. We'll never know.
Don't tell Danny.
Trevi.
So, yeah, they've all got screen time. And I guess, no, I wouldn't say I'm strict. I think I'm quite fair. But they know they'll do their chores before they can go online and play. Mm. We set sort of family link. So I sort of just keep an eye on what they get up to and we can see what apps they can download, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily about control. It's just kind of helping them have a healthy balance online.
Yeah. No, that's really good. Yeah. So Google have got this free tool called Family Link and you can download it onto your device. Mm-hmm. And then it then they downloaded onto
Need like an Android or a Chromebook device, and then they download Family Link as well. You set up an account, and then you can keep an eye on what they're doing and how long they're spending on apps. And you can, I think you do it remotely, which is quite handy for us because we're on tour all the time, obviously. And God knows I don't trust my husband to manage screen time.
Oh God, no! So no, we need something for them. That's right. Google, if you could, if you could just organise something so we can keep an eye on our husband.
You could just do a husband link. Oh, they've been watching Breaking Bad for 7 hours. Just send them a little message. Please, can you empty the dishwasher now? Something like that. That would be very, very handy.
Absolutely. Because I have a daughter who is 11. So I'm on the cusp of that kind of her going to high school and letting go. And one of the things I'm kind of fearful of is like sleepovers and more time out of the house. Because I feel like when they're at home, they're usually in the lounge and I can kind of see what they're up to and all that sort of stuff. But I think... And this has come up a lot of the times when we've put stuff out there on our own social media. So it's like different parents have different rules and different families have different rules. And how do we have those sort of awkward chats with other parents? But if you have got something you can go control, going, no, they're not having that app. This is how much screen time. Because, I mean, we don't want to dob friends in, but, you know, everyone has different rules.
We don't know what you're saying. We don't know exactly what you mean.
But it's true, no, like, so some kids might be able to watch 18 movies, mine aren't. So, in that respect, it is quite good. Sort of guide them in the right way or, just support what they're doing online.
Well, I think the good thing as well is about a conversation. And this is not a tip, I got this from someone else, but about an actual, rather than going, you know, right, this is the limit and this is where it's going to be, have a conversation with them.
Yeah, definitely.
That's not to say you're giving them the power. You ultimately are still the grown up and you ultimately get to set the limit. But I have found that it's much easier if I say to the big one, usually it is, you know, right, how long do you think you should have screen time? And he will say, 14 days. And we'll laugh sincerely for about 2 minutes. And then I'll be like, no, but what do you think? And sometimes he amazes me because he'll say, half an hour? And I'm like, half an hour, mate, I've got things to do. You've got 90 minutes, son.
Make yourself a cup of tea.
Yeah. But I found if we've had that conversation, he feels involved in it. And also, like, when it comes to turning it off, and I'm not going to lie, of course, all the time he's like, oh, no, but just watch him. But actually, it's much easier to go, all right, you can watch the last 2 minutes of that YouTube video and then turn it off because that's what we agreed.
Yeah.
And I think that's where, like, Family Link is good because you set those time limits together. Yeah. And my son, he likes, like, a physical sort of thing. So we used to, like, set the timer on the oven. That's so when the beeper goes... That's the thing.
That's
but obviously, you're not always next to your oven or, you know, so...
Unfortunately not. Yeah.
So I think Family Link is great for that. And it's a piece of technology. And kids, I find as well, they just like technology and it kind of doesn't matter if it's about, you know, setting limits. It's to them, it's like, well, it's cool, isn't it? It's the future.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he'll be very happy when he's got a robot butler, I'm sure.
Robot Instagrammer. And I just wanted to mention, just before we go into Scummy Mummy for Confessions, that Google also has a website called Be Internet Legends, right? And I was on this last night with my 11-year-old, and it's got lots of sort of information about being safe. And one of the things I liked about it was, like, check it's for real.
Yes.
So that's their kind of, because I think kids are so trusting.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, I've seen this amazing thing on the internet, and they can get kind of caught up in the hype.
Definitely.
And I think, you know, we're old cynics. We're in our 40s. We're like, is that real? Is that not? But kids are so kind of easily led. So we went on the website last night and there's really helpful little movie. And afterwards we could kind of have a chat about it. And there was a nice sort of analogy Matilda said, just like, sometimes online you might think you're talking to a dog, but it's really a cat.
Aww.
So something like that, like even like little ways that you can kind of, don't make it scary, like talk to someone and they'll kill you. but just to kind of make them kind of question and kind of make the right sort of judgment. And we can't make them 100% safe. That's not possible. But at least we can kind of guide them in the right direction, I think.
Mm.
We hope. We can only try.
Who knows? That's it. But it's about doing your best, isn't it? And it's like, you know, this is just tools to help you try and not screw up, which God knows I could use more of.
So good at it though, Ellie. I'm very good at doing that.
Yes. And then there's this, Google's got this game, this online game called Interland.
Ziggy really likes it. It's such a cute little game. And it's like this little online world that teaches you how to be kind and safe. And it has these little phrases, I think Ziggy was saying, how, what was the, it was a positive thing. There's this yellow blob that you need to get rid of, and then it makes the land more positive.
Oh,
but no, it's a cute little game, and he's loving it at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, awesome, and it's free to play. It's online.
Yep, it's on at the B Internet Legends website. So yeah, and you can find those as you Google. And we're going to put links in the show notes and on there on our socials. Yeah,
there we go.
Excellent.
Right, online safety chat done, lads.
Done. Now, before we go, as is tradition on the Scummy Mummies podcast, Sarita, can you share us a Scummy Mummy confession?
Oh my gosh!
I start off? I might start off the Scummy Mummy confessions.
Okay.
The other day, I went into my son's room. He's 8. And there was a pair of tweezers next to his pillow. And I was like, why are they in here? And he said, because there was a bogey that couldn't come out. And so he had stuck a pair of tweezers up his nose to pull out a bogey. And I was like, but I must say that's better than the time where we found poo on a knit comb. And we said, why is there poo on the knit comb? And he said, because we'd run out of toilet paper. So, yeah, he thinks outside the box, people. This is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's a one.
He's living his best life. Or even follow on from
I'm so sorry. Shit on a knit comb is my memoir.
Shit comb all that.
Hey.
Oh my God. No, I guess we've had a lot of pukey stories. My eldest can be quite dramatic.
Right.
I think all three of my kids have something of my personality. He has my dramatic side. So when he was younger, he would just throw up constantly.
Oh.
Yeah, so after every meal, he would throw up. So there's a time where we were in a restaurant, and for some reason in my mind, I was like, he's not going to throw up now, even though he has thrown up every single time. So I was with my friend. So yeah, he just had a tiny bit of a milkshake and just threw up. It was just in front of everywhere. So I was just holding his sick. It was all in his clothes and everyone's just staring at me. I'm like, I just don't know what to do. So yeah, I think for about 2 to 3 years, I was just always covered in sick and smelling of sick.
Oh, mate.
That is scummy. Yeah,
that
it's very scummy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's barely a trace of it now. It's fine. When you turn in my direction, I get a light whip, but it's almost gone. It's almost very, very barely.
Especially where there's a lot of sparkles. Ellie just covers up the six stains. Yeah. That's good.
It's probably six, not actually sparkles.
No, exactly. It's just shiny. No.
Yes.
My Scummy Mummy confession is that my younger son, Joe, who is turning 5 this month, he's quite vocal, isn't he? And he has some strong opinions. So what did he say to you the other day?
So we popped round the other day and I was like, hi, Joe, how are you? And he just went, silence! Silence! Lovely to see you. He's so cute. He looks, if you've seen a cherub in a Renaissance painting, that is Ellie's son. He is so beautiful. That's why we don't share pictures of our children online, Ellie, because
they're too exquisite.
They're so beautiful.
What I like is that he knows that, right? As well. So like the other day,
he's got the most cheekiest little eyes. He does a little wink and a little flutter his eye. Like, oh, he's beautiful.
He's a cheeky bugger. The other day, I have a framed photo of him in his hilarious, his nursery graduation outfit. Because, like, this was not my doing, right? But at his nursery, they give them a little mortarboard and a gown and they take a picture. It's very sweet. It does look like he's graduated from Slytherin. It's quite sinister. It's quite sinister. But the other day, he came in the lounge and he'd found this photo and he picked it up and he was clutching it to his chest. And he went, Mummy. And I went, yes, Joe. And he went, this costume is adorable. He showed me the picture of himself to show me how adorable he was in his costume. And I was like, yes, darling, it is adorable.
He has
and
the so power. Are you.
And then he went, silence!
But he's very earnest and he's because he's just started school, he wants to use all the biggest words. And Ellie went for a run the other day. What did he say? When he came home back?
When he came home back, you're too like him. He says to me, like, how was your run, Mummy? And I was like, yeah, good. And he was like, and he couldn't find the words, and he was like, I am great, proud that you of do running. Aww. And I went, oh, thanks. And then he went, who won? No, it's not. Now, speaking of running.
Yes, I know. That was a smooth segue, Ellie.
Yes, should we make our exciting announcement?
Ooh. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Dun, 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 dun. Can you guess what it is, Sarita?
Something to do with running.
Yes. Well done, Sherlock.
Ellie and I are running the marathon. Sorry.
Say again.
Okay, we'll do that in the outtakes. Ellie and I are running the
London Marathon.
The London Marathon.
Yay. 2020.
Wow.
Yes, we're so excited. We're very, very grateful to have been given a place by the marathon people each. Not one place, not going as a pantomime donkey.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we asked for, but no. Yes, and we are running a lot in preparation for this.
Apparently it's quite long, the marathon, isn't it? I think it's over 5 miles or something. It's
something
quite long.
Far. It's quite long. It's longer than the trip to Sainsbury's.
It's going to take at least an hour, I think.
I hope so, because I mean I love running and I'm a natural fit.
Yeah.
As I went to the physio the other day, he said, "Yeah, big people like us, we're not natural runners," which is very encouraging. But anyway, we're excited because we're running the marathon for two amazing charities. Ellie, you're running for?
Yes, I'm running for the Born Charity. Now, we've had Sophie Ellis-Bexter on the podcast before talking about them. So they research into premature births. My son Joe, who we're just talking about, he was born 5 years ago this month, 9 weeks early. And he's fine, obviously, he's all right, but lots and lots of babies aren't. Mm. And there's not been enough research into why it happens and how we can prevent it. And so, you know, how we can, rather than treat the problem, how can we stop the problem happening in the first place? So I am running for them.
And I'm running for the amazing Women's Aid, who have a brilliant support network to help women who suffer from domestic violence and help women and children. And I think they're amazing. And all this will be on our website. And follow our journey on our social media channels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're going to set up, if you want to sponsor us, we've got like a joint fund and then a joint page, and we're going to split the money between the two charities.
Yeah.
So we're going to set that up this week. So by the time this goes out, that will be on probably the link in our bio on our Instagram.
Yep.
It'll be on the website, all of that. So if you want to give us some money,
yeah,
give us some money. It's Christmas.
It is. Go on. You'll feel good about yourself.
Yeah. Get your neck and your Baileys. And then you get to feel like you're a great humanitarian, just
That's
like
right.
us.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. And now, Sarita, what would you like to flog?
I thought you were going to say, how much would you like to give? What would you like to sponsor us for?
She's given enough, Ellie. Yeah. She's given enough.
Well, I do give to charity. I can give to you guys, obviously. If you go onto my website, there are three charities that I regularly give to. I think it's UK Black Pride, Love Specs, and also, oh, I can't remember the name. Did you watch Orange is the New Black?
A bit.
So there is a foundation that they set up to help out immigrants in America. So there's a lot of controversy around that. There's ladies being put in prison because they haven't got their documents, and it's very hard to get out or even call for aid. So there's a charity set up to help those ladies who obviously need to pay for legal aid and everything like that.
Your website is
SaritaFontaine.com.
It has been an absolute joy, but we must dash now. We're going to run across a field into a circus tent to do some comedy for a whole lot of ladies.
Amazing.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you very much for listening. We're doing a big tour in 2020, so go to scummymummies.com for all the dates and tickets.
That's right. We're going up and down the country. And of course, do rate, review and subscribe to the podcast. And our book, Ellie,
it's
still in print. Hey, hey.
So far.
The time of recording. Sarita, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being a brilliant guest. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Until next time.
Bye-bye. Now, it is Christmas. Now, this podcast is going to go out on Christmas Eve. Can we touch on Christmas, Ellie, just very quickly? What are you doing for Christmas?
Oh, Christmas, I'm hosting my entire family, it seems.
What are you going to cook?
So we're all bringing something.
Nice.
So I'm not even... Turns out I don't even have to really cook anything.
Great. You just have to clean up.
Well, I'd probably not even get Danny on it. But
yeah, Trevi.
Yeah. Robots.
Trevi and the robots. That sounds like an 80s kids TV cartoon.
I love
that. Morning cartoon.
Trevi and the robots.
I'd like to see that cartoon.
Write that down, Ellie.
Yeah.
Right. To you.
Write that down.
So I think I'm just in charge of drinks.
Yeah. Mm. That sounds pretty good.
Self-appointed.
Yeah, oh God, don't put me in charge of drinks. No one else will ever get one.
There's a thing called the Gibson measure, people.
There is.
And you only need one of them and then you're dead.
That is a thing.
I will be having Christmas in Australia. Thank you for asking you guys.
Yep.
So as this podcast goes out, I'll be hopefully sunning myself on a beach, drinking some very nice beer.
So is it weird being hot on Christmas Day. Obviously, you're used to it because, you know, you've
a third of my life is it. Yeah, no, it is weird. But we, in my family, do a traditional English lunch. So we'll be having a very hot lunch when it's 40 degrees outside. Okay. And Mum will have baked the potatoes and have the hot ham with the hot gravy and the hot pudding. And that's weird because it's not cold outside and you're eating, like, with hot custard. We're saying we're doing it wrong, basically. But I think it's that becomes the tradition. It's like, you've got to get the turkey and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. We're bought into the hype from the mother country. And we're like, we should just be out having a barbecue.
And it's unusual for Australia to appropriate another culture. It's not like you.
I won't have it on this podcast, Ellie.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.